Well, we pray that everybody is doing well, young people, old people, all the peoples. We love all the peoples here at Bethel, and I love you very much, and I'm grateful to be able to sit down and bring some thoughts that are related not only to young people, our youth, although we call this the youth message, but can relate to all of us. And we wanted the youth to know how much we miss them and care for them, because we know now, since they got internet for doing schoolwork and all that, they can access these online youth messages. And today I wanted to talk about rejection. There's a story in the Bible in Matthew chapter 21, verses 33 through 46, and I challenge you to look it up and read it for yourself. It's a wonderful story, or parable, as Jesus taught in parables, about the story of evil people, or in this case the subtitle is evil farmers. I don't know if it's still the same today as it was when I was young. I was young once. I was a kid once. You might find that hard to believe, but I was a kid once, and I'm still a kid at heart. But when we used to get together in what we used to call sandlot sports, or get together for a ball game or different things like that, and we'd play, and anybody that was there, we'd get them out there, and we would choose sides. We'd pick teams. Well, that's a lot of fun to do that. But did you know what's not fun? Was getting picked last for a team. I always wondered about that, because I was picked last a lot of times. I'm thinking, I wonder why they didn't want me to be on that team. Well, then as I was picked last, they had no choice. They took me on that team. Well, before we play games, basketball, soccer, football, we have to choose people to be on our team, don't we? And it hurts our feelings if we're not picked right away to be on somebody's team. It's sad. It really is. And we all want to know that we're accepted, that people like us, and the people want us to be around them. And it hurts when we do not feel like we're accepted, doesn't it? I felt that way. But I know most of you know a man named Michael Jordan. He plays basketball. Did you know that Michael Jordan is rated as one of the best basketball players in the world? But when Michael Jordan was in high school, he got kicked off of his high school basketball team. Can you imagine? The coach didn't think he was good enough. So the best basketball player in the world knows what it's like not to get picked for a team. He knows what it's like not to be accepted. Did you know that Jesus knows also? You know, Jesus is our perfect example. Why? Because God allowed him to come into this world like a human, like a baby, like we all started out with. And as he grew in wisdom and stature, he experienced everything that we experience. That's what makes him a personal, wonderful Savior, because he's God who understands his creation. So when Jesus went around preaching and teaching, there was a lot of people who didn't want to listen to him. There are a lot of people who rejected his teaching and primarily just made fun of him. And it may have hurt Jesus' feelings. We don't really know, but I'm sure, because he was God manifested in the flesh. He was a human, basically, with feelings. He knows how we feel when Jesus was not accepted. He knows how we are affected and how it affects us when we're rejected. But Jesus said that whoever will listen to him and live according to his teaching would please God. I know that all of us want to please God. Amen. I know that I do, because it's so important for us to listen to Jesus' teachings and do what he says. Well, I want to continue to pray for all of you as we accept Jesus' teachings and we live like he did, loving all people, understanding, forgiving one another, and just supporting one another, especially in these trying times. It's important that you read the Bible. It's important that you read, especially in the New Testament, and the stories in the Gospel about Jesus. And also, we know that most of you have accepted Jesus into your heart because of the ministry that's been provided here at our church. And we certainly miss you, and Tina too, and Travis and Carol Morgan have done a wonderful job putting together this youth ministry. But we want you to know that we miss you, we love you, and we hope to see you in a very, very near future. Father God, we thank you for this time together on this youth message. And Father, keep your hedge of protection around all the young people all over the world that are dealing with all kinds of stuff. Rejection is really, really hard to accept. And we know that. But we're all equal in God's sight. He accepts us all. You will never be rejected in Jesus' name. In the Christian world or in your life or your world, God loves you so much that he will never reject you. And we thank God for that in Jesus' name. I pray that you're having a good day and hope to see you in church sometime soon. Amen.